Welcome to a podcast of a sermon delivered at the Unitarian Society of Ridgewood in New Jersey. Our congregation is a place where you will find inspiration in the richness of diverse beliefs and the power of community. Detailed information about the Unitarian Society of Ridgewood is available on our website, uuridgewood.org.
A week or two ago today, the news was coming out of the worst domestic shooting in the United States in its history. A gunman and 49 victims he targeted died at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando. Ironically, just a few days after this and other communities around the country had come out strongly on Gun Violence Day, Gun Safety Day, a week before. People attentive to the dangers and yet unable to stop the dangers or end the dangers. And a group of people targeted for who they were, killed with assault weapons, guns that have no business except in an actual armed conflict. Yet people own them. And more than once, this particular weapon, an AR-15, was used to gun down people. It was the same weapon used at the Sandy Hook School in Newtown, Connecticut. Children and educators, gay men and women, victims of some sort of hate and madness, made easy to carry out because these guns are out there. So today we'll pause for a time of remembrance. Some of you were at the vigil last night at Van Nest Park. A time of remembrance for those who died in Orlando. And I'm going to ask Anita Young to light a memorial candle that we have here. This candle was at last night's vigil, and it will burn through the service today. I want to share with you a poem by Brett Axel. He wrote this in just after 9/11, but it seems appropriate today. It's called High Time, I Say. It's taken me this long just to get the idea that people are really dead. One of those people could have been any friend or family or a stranger I might have met one day and loved. Or you. The next disaster could take you from me before I got to love you. Think of all the people already that I never got to love. I don't want to wait until I know you to tell you how I have felt all this time. I love you now. I need to tell you now. Tomorrow may be too late. 5 minutes from now might be too late for you to hear me tell you and mean it that I love you very, very much. That you are dear to me. All my friends, all my family, and my strangers. So to those who died in Orlando, say, I love you. To those with you in this auditorium today, say, I love you. To those who are absent but whose faces are dear to you, say, I love you, you. And now let us... So some lives end and other lives continue. We are here today continuing our lives. That we can say to other people, I love you. That we can work for justice. That we can spread love. That we can keep our rainbow banner flying. And what does our rainbow banner say? But GLBTQ lives matter. That we can make life continue. Even though there is suffering every day, even though there is pain, even though on average 91 people in the U.S. die of guns every day. Our lives continue. And what can we do with our lives but live them the best we can for as long as we can? So at that point, when ours end, it will matter that we have lived. Most of our lives are measured evenly with calendars and clocks. And we can plan, and we can measure time. But then disasters happen, whether intentional, like a mass shooting, or an earthquake, or something. And the rhythm of life is broken. So we're going to make a transition now to more of an affirmation of life and a celebration of life continuing by taking the even pace of time and syncopating it.